Multiple law enforcement sources say one of the bombs consisted of PVC tubing and used a digital clock connected to a small battery as a possible trigger device. Pyrotechnic powder was the explosive, and in order to keep it lightweight, glass was used as shrapnel. Investigators think whoever put the device together was trying to keep the weight down so that it could be put in a mailbox without having to appear at a post office for mailing. Ron Hosko is a former assistant director of the FBI.
What does it say that they didn't explode?
Well, it may say that they were intercepted prior to their ability to explode. It may say that they were never capable of exploding, even though they may have had black powder in them.
The six packages, all consisting of a large manila envelope with six American Forever flag stamps, will now be analyzed at the FBI laboratory in Quantico, Virginia. Investigators will deconstruct them, looking to trace the origin of the wiring and the other components to see where and when they may have been purchased and by whom. On the package itself, they'll look for fingerprints and potentially the suspect's DNA if the stamps were licked.
As they're gathering this information, all these investigators, how does that information filter up to the top?
What markings are on the outside or on the inside of a piece of end cap to see who's the manufacturer? Where is that product distributed? Is it unique in some way? Looking at the tape, looking at end cuts on the tape, if I tear something off, and a piece of that tape is left at my, I'm the subject at my house, they may be able to match ends.
Tonight, the FBI and police in Los Angeles are swarming the central postal facility there. We're told investigators have discovered another suspicious package addressed to Congresswoman Maxine Waters. If it turns out to be real, this would be the second addressed to Waters and the seventh package overall. Jeff.